You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation. Well, good afternoon. This is Pastors Gene and Donna Hilton greeting you to our program again on another Saturday afternoon. And we welcome and greet all of you wherever you're listening, out in the car, at home, on the internet. We just welcome you to the program. And we've been on now 19 plus years. And so Don and I co-pastor church here in Stuart, Florida, that we have for 24 years. And so we're honored to be on the radio with you. And we trust you can stay tuned in for the whole hour. As some of you may not know, we're on every Saturday from 12 noon until 1 in the afternoon. And it's a privilege to be here. You heard the intro. It's called Raising the Standard. And that's what we are attempting to do with the help of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Because the body of Christ needs, they need a shot of the Holy Ghost upon their lives, a shot of the Holy Ghost, a shot of Yeshua's blood, don't they, to get us back on the right walk and to understand the holiness and righteousness that's required by the Word of God for us to walk with the Lord. And I am always reminded what it says in the book of Hebrews, if we don't seek after holiness, that means setting ourselves aside for God totally, we will never see the face of God. And so we want to make sure we walk in that place with the Lord, because the days are getting shorter. Every day that goes by, our redemption draweth nigh. And so we're honored to be here with you. And so it's a privilege. Don and I have been pastoring this church for these 24 years plus, and we're continuing on. We've got a special program coming up. I'll let Donna tell you about it here. It's going to be coming up on this Sunday, tomorrow, and at 3 o'clock, and I'll let her tell you about that. But anyway, I just hope you can stay tuned in for the whole program. This is very important. We're going to talk about the book of Esther. We started last week, and we just barely got into it. There's so many prophetic windows and things in it for us to see, not only what happened in that day with Esther, but we can see what happens in the future with the time and the season as we look at some of the things in history even that's happened. Right, Pastor Don?
That's right.
So I'm going to turn it over to my precious wife.
Amen.
And let her tell you what we got coming up, and have ears to hear what the Spirit of God tells you. Amen.
Well, if you haven't already signed up for Purim, we may still have a few seats left. You could call us and find out if there's any spaces left, okay? Because we do have limited seating, but it is going to be Sunday tomorrow, which will be at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and
yep,
we will not have a morning service. We're going to have our service will be at 3 in the afternoon with a meal as well, and it's a joyful time. It's a time of victory. Amen. It's a time of knowing that we, because of what God says in His Word, that we overcome.
We always have the victory, don't we?
Yes, right. We can overcome, and that's why we need to learn to trust in the Lord. And, you know, the Bible has so many different places where God's people overcame when they were obedient and when they sought the Lord. And so, you know, God doesn't change. So that's going to be on Sunday at 3 p.m. So please give us a call. I'll give you the phone number in just a few minutes. So we want to thank you for praying for us, supporting us, and for praying for the WCNO radio, which needs prayer too, just like we all need prayer constantly, because we're living in evil times. And the enemy, and when we say Haman, everybody's going to say boo.
Ooh, yes.
The enemy, so Haman's a picture of the devil, picture of the enemy.
And also the Antichrist.
And the Antichrist, that's right. And it's a spirit, you know, that's just because the man Haman is dead, it doesn't mean the spirit of Haman's not still alive.
That's right.
Because spirits don't die. And spirits come from someplace, and we're going to find out where this spirit came from, because it's in history, and it's
right.
in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, God's people didn't obey at one time, and we'll get into that in a minute, and that's why this wicked man and his sons and his family came against Israel again, the Jewish people, because to kill the Jews again. So they wanted to annihilate them, to destroy
mm-hmm.
them. And then again, things happened in 1946 in Germany, where they wanted to kill all the Jewish people again, and they attempted to kill many millions of people, Jewish people, and you know, not just Jewish people died, Christians died
yeah.
too, and people that were trying to help and protect the Jewish people. But another thing happened at that date, which we'll talk about, the same date that Haman was hung on the gallows. Well, anyways, we want to thank you for listening to us, and we pray that you will learn something from this book, of the book of Esther. You know, God's name isn't mentioned anywhere in this book. There's 10 small chapters.
Yep.
I would suggest you reading it, because it's a very prophetic book also to what's going to happen in the last days. If we have time to get into that, if not, we'll do it next week. With the Antichrist. Because the Antichrist is coming on the scene, and it's the same spirit.
Mm-hmm.
It's the spirit that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And first and foremost, he wants to kill the Jewish people. And he also wants to take down every Christian that believes in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it stands for praise for Israel, praise for the peace of Jerusalem.
Amen.
We're commanded to pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say also hi to Roscoe and Audrey on Andros Island. They'll be having a Purim program
celebration yeah.
this weekend
mm-hmm.
as well. And they're also building the Temple of God. That's the name of the building, the church, building a literal building, the Temple of God, to worship in. So
it's coming up.
If you could pray about that, you might want to help buy some supplies. They need wood to put the roof on. It's almost time to put the roof on. You know, the walls are up. All the walls are up. No windows yet, but the walls are up. The pillars inside are up. That's going to hold the roof. The next thing is the roof goes on.
That's right.
And once the roof goes on, they can start having church in there, even if the building isn't completely finished. But they'll
right.
be dry. They'll be inside. And they won't be under a tent any longer, because the tent is just about ready to collapse. So we just thank the Lord for his timing to build that temple of God. But if you'd like to help, certainly you could send some money, and we send them money all the time.
Every month we do.
So that they can buy materials. You know, the materials they buy, they have to buy them, most of them from here in the United States, and it has to be
shipped over there.
And
you have to pay duty on it.
And everything else. So no, it's cheap. It's not cheap. It's expensive.
Yep.
Supplies are expensive.
But God will supply.
But God is supplying it, and he will.
Yep.
So it'd be nice to have that blessing, you know. It's on Andros Island, an apostolic and prophetic church teaching. Also, what you guys like to listen to with us, that about the roots, about
right.
our Hebrew roots.
That's right.
And the feasts of the Lord, teaching the feasts of the Lord to the people over there. There's no one else doing that over there.
And the prophetic calendar.
And the prophetic. And so, you know, you guys like this program because you know what we're showing you, trying to bring you truth about the feasts of the Lord. And so
how important they are.
Amen. I'd say don't even send us money, but help us to help them to get their church finished. Amen.
Amen.
So we praise the Lord for that. So we normally have services here every Friday night at 7 p.m. We have Shabbat service. And spend time, you know, ministering and learning the Word of God and having communion. And then we come together on Saturdays at 4 o'clock, but not today. Today we're setting up for our program. We're setting everything up and praying today. And then, tomorrow we will be. But most of the time we come together on Saturdays as well. So give us a call. I'm going to give you the phone number now. It's area code 772-285-7007. I'll repeat that. Area code 772-285-7007. And if you are going to come, please call right away. I need to know today about if you're going to be there on Sunday. And then we'll also, I might mention, a month from now, we're going to be having a Passover.
Passover Seder, yeah.
Seder. And that fills up really quick, and we have limited seating for that as well. So that's going to be in April. I think it's the 16th on a Sunday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Amen. Amen, Pastor Gene. So we are in the book of Esther.
I was just thinking before we start this, you know, you were talking up front that we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus.
Yes.
And if the people do the right thing, we'll always win the victory. Well, you'll find out the Jewish people are in the book of Esther because they followed Esther and Mordecai and did what they told them to do. And it came from God. So what happened? He delivered them. What about the people that don't obey God? Don't honor the things that God tells us to do? Well, then how do we expect to have deliverance in our life if we don't do that?
We can't.
So we can't. And so we have to understand the Word of God, walk in the fullness of it. I think about what Isaiah said, that if we obey the Lord and walk with Him, He says He will allow us to eat the good of the land, the fat of the land. We'll have the very best in our life if we do that. And so it's based on obedience. And so we have to obey Him. And if we do, we'll have the blessing. I think about Matthew 6:33 that my wife loves so well. First, seek first what? The kingdom of God and His righteousness, doing the things that He tells us to do according to His word that He's given us. And if we do that, He says all the other things will be added unto us, right? We don't have to worry
Amen.
About it. So we see many instances in the Bible when Israel was attacked and in straits that God always gave them the delivery. Even if sometimes they had to wind up repenting and then they win the battle, but He was always there to bring them through that. So we're in the book of Esther. We talked about this last week, and I just wanted to mention a couple of things before we start that caught my eye this week. In Esther chapter 1, it tells you that it was in the third year when all this began to happen, when Ahasuerus had this great party with his ex-queen, Vashti, and this was in the third year of his reign. And then we go over here to chapter 2, verse 16. It tells us it was in the seventh year of his reign. So we got 4 years went by just in this little bit of pages in the Bible. 4 years has gone by. But the interesting thing was, Donna was talking about the ancestry. You know, Mordecai was a Benjamite, okay?
That's right.
And we find out that Saul, what was Saul here way back in the beginning? He was a Benjamite too, wasn't he?
King Saul.
And so he was given a requirement by God to go fight the Amalekites. And God told him to destroy every living thing, including the king. Well, he didn't do that. He disobeyed God. And so what happened? Because of this, this plague, it's almost like a plague, you know, it's a generational thing, was applied to that family, the Amalekites and all that, all the way down through time. With Haman, and Haman came from that group, and so.
And even before that, Pastor Gene, even in the book of Exodus, it talks about these people.
Yeah.
You know, they were the ones that wouldn't let Moses go through the land.
That's right. Wouldn't let him cross over.
That's
why they got in trouble. Yeah.
And so that's why this curse came upon them.
That's right.
And so that because they didn't bless the children of God.
Right.
As they were going through the wilderness, you know, they didn't want to take any of their things. They just wanted to cross through. But they wouldn't allow that. And so, you know, they had a curse on them.
That's right.
They had a curse because they didn't
obey God.
And they didn't bless the children of God. And so this went on all down through time. So it started back then because of selfish greed, hate, you know, they didn't like the Jewish people, just like a lot of other people don't like the Jewish people. Well, that's too bad. So then it carried on there with, like you said, King Saul. And
he disobeyed God. God told him to kill King Agag, and he did not do that.
He was supposed to destroy all of them.
That's right. And so there was some descendants that survived and
all
came through that.
Descendants.
And we find out that this man called Haman came from that group of people. So we can see the battle going on, the darkness versus light all this time.
He was one of the descendants, and he had 10 sons.
He had
a wife and 10 sons.
That's right.
You know, it's interesting how the evil multiplied itself.
Yeah, sure did.
The evil multiplied itself.
And so he hated Mordecai, but then his heart changed so much that then he hated all the Jews. He wanted to kill them all. It sounds like what Hitler did, you know?
Well, that actually, it goes to these, there was actually, we could talk about this, about Nuremberg. At the same time, there were, see, there were 10 men that were hung.
On that particular day.
On that day.
On 8 or 13.
And they normally would execute them, but they were hung, and the one man hollered out,
About Nazism.
Purim, no, yeah. Purim Fest,
Fest,
he said.
Yeah.
And this is all in history.
Right.
He knew about Purim.
Yeah.
And they hated the Jewish people as well.
Sure
so
did.
We can see history, what, repeats itself. And now we're going to talk about, probably next week, we won't do it today, but then there's going to be 10 more at the end, right?
Right.
And they're nations. And
10
they're gonna,
nations
they're
yeah, with
come
kings.
Against them. And
from against Christ.
Chances are they're probably from the same background.
That's right.
God only knows.
So you think about what, with all this, what happened in the book. Here we have something that happened hundreds of years ago, and the spirit behind it is happened with Hitler and Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. So it's amazing if we just think about what God's put in place here to teach us about all this, to understand what God wants us to know about Esther. And you know, her name was really Hadassah. It was her Jewish name. But even, you know, when she was in her beauty, when the king called all these beautiful women in to replace the king's wife, well, she was one of the ones that was picked. And
she was the one that was
And they all had a night with the king, but she was the one that was finally picked, because it tells us in the book there that
she found
favor. Ahasuerus found favor and loved her. But one thing that caught me was she was told here in chapter 2, verse 10, Esther had not showed her people nor her kindred, for Mordecai had charged her that she should not show it. And then we go down here.
Which means, Pastor Gene, she didn't tell them who
she was Jewish.
And that she was Jewish.
That's
why?
Right.
And because she listened to Mordecai,
right,
her father, the one who adopted her, and she listened to him and she obeyed him. He had wisdom.
That's
and
right.
She listened. Well, that's something we can learn right there.
Mm-hmm. Verse 20 repeats it again. Esther had not yet showed her kindred nor her people, as Mordecai had charged her, for Esther did the commandment of Mordecai, like as when she was brought up with him. So she obeyed her father. He raised her as a father.
Daughter.
And so all these things, you know, she did exactly what her father told her to do and walked with the Lord. So she wasn't, no one knew that she was Jewish at the time she became the queen of Persia at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pretty amazing story.
And
when
you
think
know,
about
Mordecai
it.
Loved her so much, loved her as his only child, as his own daughter. Even so much as, you know, he kept an eye on her all the time.
Yeah.
Even before the trouble came, you know, he would sit in the gate in his normal clothes, not in sackcloth and ashes, but he sat at the door and he was always watching over and
probably
seeing
praying,
see what was going on. And he knew the things that were going on in there. Because, see, we can look at the king, and that was like a government.
It was a government.
It was a government.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about government.
Persian Empire.
I'm thinking
yeah.
about government. I'm trying to think about, well, even the government that we have here today. You know, it says that Mordecai, in verse 21, it says, in those days, while Mordecai sat in the king's gate, two of the king's chamberlain, they were gatekeepers. They were angry. They were wroth, and they sought to lay hands on the king.
Yeah,
and they
conspiracy
wanted to kill
against him. Yeah.
So Mordecai knew this. Why? Because he was there, paying attention, listening. He heard.
Listened.
He was looking and watching. And what are we supposed to be doing? We're supposed to be watching and praying.
That's right.
And we're supposed to have our eyes open to the things in the natural, and also the things to the spirit, and hearing what God is saying to us. So he was a wise man. He sat there. He knew these things, and you know, and he was the one who told the queen what was going on. He's actually the one who saved the king's life.
Yeah, he did.
He actually saved the king's life. And so he was wise to be able to be there to watch and to observe, you know. And, you know, a lot of people say, well, what's going to be? Well, that's k-sera, sera. That's Doris Day. You know, that's not what we're supposed to do. The Bible says that we're supposed to watch and pray.
You know, Donna was talking about also about those 10 sons of Haman that were hung on the gallows. You know, she was relating this with those 10 Germans that were killed during World War II. 1946. Now, they normally took people that were committed crimes like that, they took them out, put a mask on them, and they put them under firing squad. Okay.
Well, or execute
them in an electric chair. Well, something was stirring there, and I believe God was behind all
God
of it.
God knows.
And
yeah.
So he had those men hang to show us a pattern, mm-hmm, what happened here with Haman's.
They were wicked. They were the wickedest ones that wanted to destroy the Jewish people.
That's right.
And so here we have this. This is it's like, and then to have this one man holler out,
yeah,
Purim Fest, you know, that just kind of just brought it all together. And seeing that, you know, how history does repeat itself. Well, you know, also those German people I read, I did a little bit of research. They were part of that same family,
mm-hmm,
the Agagites.
Agagites. From way back.
They were from way back. They were saying they were part of that same family. So what mm-hmm happens? Well, you know, that's the spirit.
The curse
it's
has
the
to be
spirit
broken, yeah,
that they carried with them in their genes, in
that's
their
right
DNA. See, people say, well, DNA doesn't mean anything. DNA means a lot.
Sure
so
does.
That's who they were. So they had this hate, the spirit of hate within them. And so what happens when it's manifested? See, a time comes when something is manifested. See, Haman went quite a few years, and he had a lot of children. And he had a wife that gave him bad instructions, you know. He had a lot of these things had to took time for them to manifest. And same with this in Germany. It took time for it to manifest. But spirits don't die.
Nope.
And that's what, you know, the people die. But what happens to the spirit that they're carrying, that spirit? And, you know, a lot of people don't understand this. And they don't believe it. But, you know, if we think about our families and we think about things that we have difficulties with or our problems or even diseases, a lot of these things come down through our genes and come down through our DNA.
Our generation.
And so what? But we have been given power and authority. And when we become born again, and when we believe in Jesus, when we ask Jesus to come into our heart, we're washed in the blood of Jesus. We can pray. And I believe that we can break those curses.
I said the other day, we've been regened.
We've been regened. We have God's DNA, right?
That's right.
His blood.
Hallelujah.
That precious blood. That blood, people say, well, it was. No, the blood is.
It always will be.
So the blood was spilt, but the blood is alive. The blood of Jesus did not die when he died on the cross. The blood was in the power. See, the atonement, even when you go back before Yeshua, they had to have a blood to cover their sins.
That's right.
God set it up that way.
And every
covenant
was made with blood.
And all the things that happened at the altar was always blood. The priest sprinkled the blood on the people. We're talking about that in our reading for a Torah reading.
Mm-hmm.
This, you know, because we're in that part in Exodus.
Yeah.
Where, you know, the blood was sprinkled on the people. Now, that sounds kind of gross and all, but, you know, that's what the Bible says.
But God
said
to do.
It's a spiritual thing. So the blood of Yeshua, the blood of Jesus, is powerful,
mm-hmm,
and we've been given that power and authority. And Jesus said that He's at the right hand of the Father, our high mediator.
That's right. He's our mediator.
And we go to Him.
Amen.
We go to the Father in the name of Jesus, and we give Him we take our petition to Him.
Right.
So here we can. But my point is, I want to get across this: these spirits don't die.
Right. They're looking for somebody else to influence, in effect.
And they're still, these people, these Agagite people, are still living today.
Yeah, there's some of them around.
The spirit is still being carried around, and they're all around Israel. They're not only all around Israel, they're throughout the world today.
And all the ites that were released also.
All the ites.
That's right.
All the ites.
That's right. That's it, exactly.
All glory to God.
That's right.
So, where are we? We're over here in where I said Mordecai. He sat in the king's gate, and you know
there's a key point right there, honey.
Sitting in the gate.
He sat in the king's gate all the time. That means every time that Haman went out, he was second in command,
mm-hmm,
and he had to go in and out of the gate.
And he
had to see Haman maybe every single day. And Haman got madder and madder,
madder.
He got so upset. And that's when he decided to make this plot, and then he took it to the king. And the king did this in ignorance because he didn't know that Esther was Jewish or anything. But he was so mad that he not only wanted to kill Mordecai at that point in time, then you read the Bible, it tells you he wanted to kill all the Jews.
So he was angry because
he wouldn't bow.
Would not bow to
that's
him.
That's right.
He would not bow to him.
That's right.
And, you know, Satan is a liar. He's what? He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He lied to the king. He found favor with the king. The king gave him everything.
That's right.
His ring. He gave him authority.
Right.
Everything. All these things he gave
him.
And
he trusted him.
And he trusted him with everything. You know,
right.
He trusted his what he'd say, his word, in so much as Esther was so wise as to invite the enemy to the banquet.
That's
now,
right.
I know I'm jumping a little bit ahead.
Yeah, don't get too
you
far
say,
ahead.
Well, why would you invite the enemy to the banquet? To expose him.
That's right.
When you
in
expose the works of the devil,
yeah.
you break the power and it has no more control over you.
That's right.
So what happened when that work of that devil Haman was exposed? He was hung instantly. The king's eyes were open. He saw, he heard, and he said, take him to the gallows.
That's right. And
take
did.
Him to the gallows.
And those 10 Germans we talked about that hung on those gallows,
mm-hmm.
as soon as they died, they knew they were wrong. They went straight to hell.
Straight
it's amazing.
To hell.
That's where they went.
Yes.
And so you think, and it's a scary thing. But you know, I think about us as people as well. You know, we can't have any gods besides Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. We can't have any gods before us. It doesn't matter. We can't worship any. We don't worship movie stars, sports figures. We don't worship any of those people. We worship God only. And a lot of people
That's
get
right.
this confused up, or confused in their own minds about this. And so we have a lot of problems with this. So we don't. We don't worship anybody but the Lord. And if we have somebody we think about more than we do the Lord, we got a problem, don't we? And a lot of people have things they think more about. You know,
mm-hmm.
like some preacher they love. You know, well, if he's not preaching on Sunday morning, well, I'm not going to go to church because I want to hear him only and all. Well, then we start getting into an area where we're worshiping men, you know. And there's a group of people today that worship dead saints. And there's also a group today that worship live saints. Well, we can't do that. And so we got to see this. And so this is what Esther and Mordecai was so precious about, because they went before the Lord to see what he would have them to do and to do it his way. What did they basically do? She called for a fast for 3 days and 3 nights. So what were they doing? They weren't eating or anything. You can just imagine what they must have been talking about. They were praying and seeking God what to do.
Well, people have called. There's people on the different ministries that have called for a 3-day fast now.
That's right.
From Thursday till Sunday.
For President Trump. Yeah.
For our president and for these things that's going on today, even during this time. Because, you know, things happen at certain seasons of the feasts of the Lord. Different things happen.
Yeah.
So at this feast, things happen. And you know, I don't want to talk about, because I don't have all the exact details, but there was a meeting with our President Obama with Benjamin Netanyahu.
Right.
It's either a year ago or a couple of years ago, and it had to do with something that he made a decree, and it was on the 13th of Adar.
That's right.
The same time. Now, did he know it was that? It was on the same time that's what happened with the book
Benjamin
of Esther.
Probably did.
He probably did. Oh, sure. We know Benjamin did. But it had to do with what's happening over there now.
That's right.
It had to do with that. So whether our President Obama is going to appeal that, would that be the right
Obama's
word?
Obama's not there.
I mean, our President Trump would be... is going to reverse that.
Turn that over, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
That, but see, those are things that we need to know. That's why it's good that we know some things, and I don't really have all that information right now.
And most of the church don't know these things. And
they don't know it,
we
no.
see these things happen at certain times of the year to teach us, say, hey,
mm-hmm.
that happened 1,000 years ago. That happened 800 years ago. And God's showing us things to teach us about
the ways
of God.
Well, that's why it's important. It's written down. It was written down.
That's
it tells
right.
you right here in the last verse in chapter 2.
That's right.
It says that it was written in the book of the Chronicles
that's
before the
king. That's right.
So all these things were written down. What happened to these two men? And it was certified that Mordecai was the one who brought this information to Esther, and Esther brought the information to the king, and it was all written down in the book.
That's right. So they have a record of it.
A record.
And I think about, we're a little bit ahead, but not that far ahead. You know, there was a night that King Ahasuerus couldn't sleep. And Diamond just read a little bit ago that there was two of the king's chamberlains that saw this plot with these two men to assassinate King Ahasuerus. And so Mordecai made it aware. And when the king found out about it, and they inquired with all, and they found out the two men were killed, they were killed. Well, a few years went by, I guess, and the king forgot all about it. So one night we said, we'll see in a few minutes, maybe or next week, that the king couldn't sleep one night. So he tells his servants, bring out the Chronicles of the king that we just read about right here. In the Chronicles before the king.
Uh-huh.
So he began to look in there and began to read, and all of a sudden he saw a place where this man saved his life and found out it was Mordecai. And so then He calls Haman in. Chapter 3, verse 1 tells you right here that, Haman was put in second in command there with Ahasuerus. So we'll find out. He calls Haman in.
And it says he was an Agite.
That's right. So he calls him in.
And he advanced him, let me read it, okay, and set his seat above all the princes that were with him. And you know, Haman had a lot. I read that too. He had, I think it was, I'm not sure the number, but I think it was 365. He had lots and lots of
people. Well, he had 127 provinces,
right.
Yeah.
And all the king's servants that were in the king's gate bowed and reverenced Haman, for the king had so commanded concerning him. He commanded, the king had commanded.
That's
basically worship him. But Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence. Then the king's servants, which were in the king's gate, said unto Mordecai, why transgressest thou the king's commandment? Now it came to pass, when they spake daily unto him, and he hearkened not unto them, that, turn the page, they told Haman to see whether Mordecai's matter would stand, for he had told them that he was a Jew.
So they knew Mordecai was a Jew.
They knew Mordecai was a Jew. And when Haman saw that Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence, then Haman was full of wrath. His anger grew, didn't it?
That's right.
And he thought scorn to lay hands on Mordecai alone, for they had showed him the people of Mordecai. Wherefore Haman sought to destroy all the Jews that were throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus, even the people of Mordecai. In the first month, that is, the month of Nisan. See, that's the month of Passover. Which will be next month.
That's right.
Okay. In the 12th year of the king Ahasuerus, they cast lots, that is, the lots before Haman, from day to day and from month to month, to the 12th month, that would be up to the month of Adar. That's the last month of the year.
That's why
we celebrate the victory, because we came through the last month. They say Moses was even born in Adar 7, and he died Adar 7. So the 12th month, that is the month of Adar. So
they found out what? The beginning of it, and then 12 months later in the month of Adar, what happened? The Persians were going to go in and kill all the Jews.
That's where the lot fell.
That's
as
right.
They were going to do it. Okay, is it this day? No. Is it this day? No. Is it this month? No,
God
no,
took
no,
care no. of the lot here.
when it came to the lot of the Adar 13, they said yes.
Yeah.
The lot said yes. Well, you know, that's actually, so he was working in magic.
Yeah.
Haman was working in witchcraft. I would say he was a witch. You know, he was working in witchcraft and in magic to come up with this certain date.
But God rolled the lot, didn't he?
Well, I don't know how God rolling lots, but you know,
well, you can see when it happens on the 13th day of the first month, which is
the day
before Passover.
Well, God wanted to set it up that way for Haman to die a month before Passover.
Yeah.
And Haman said unto King
Ahasuerus,
there is a certain people scattered about and dispersed. Now, didn't the king know that? Among the people in all the provinces of the kingdom, and their laws are diverse from all people, neither keep they the king's laws. Therefore, it is not for the king's profit to suffer them.
So Haman, he was lying to the king. He lied. This was a conspiracy. It was a lie. And the king was innocent. He didn't understand what was going on.
The Jews weren't doing anything except living there.
That's right.
You know, and so they could have gone back. To Jerusalem, many people did go back, but a lot of them didn't.
That's
just
right.
Like people now can go to Israel if they're Jewish, but a lot of them aren't. They're staying here in America and other places.
That's right.
And he says in verse 9, if it please the king, let it be written that they may be destroyed. See, that's what he wants to do.
He wanted to destroy. That's what Hitler wanted to do.
And I will pay. He's going to buy them. He's going to pay for their destruction. 10,000 talents of silver to the hands of those that have the charge of the business, to bring it into the king's treasury.
So now he's bribing the king, okay?
Yes.
And you think about this. This was 375 tons of silver. That's that's 370 pounds of silver. Can you imagine how big a place it would take to hold all that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he really bribed the king, yeah.
It's a lot of money.
That's right.
And the king took his ring from his hand. He's given him his ring. He's given him authority. and gave it unto Haman, the son of
Hammedatha, the Agagite. Yeah.
The Jews' enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. This is telling us who the Jews' enemy is.
Yep.
And the king said unto Haman, the silver is given to thee, the people also, to do with them as it seemed good to thee.
So he believed the lie, didn't he? The king accepted the lie and thought that Haman was telling the truth about their disobedience to his commandments and all that and the laws. And so he believed him. Okay.
So then they called the king's scribes in verse 12.
Mm-hmm. On the 13th day
of the first month.
That which was is the month Nisan, of Nisan.
The month
yeah.
of Nisan. Mm-hmm. And because they were going to kill them 12 months from that date, which would be the very end of the year.
Yeah.
And there was written according to all that Haman had commanded unto the king's lieutenants and to the governors that were over every province.
127 provinces.
And
wow.
to rulers of every people of every province according to the writing thereof, and to every people after their language, in the name of the king Ahasuerus, was it written and sealed with the king's ring.
That was on Haman's hand.
So they had to send these
That's
letters
right.
out. And letters were sent by mm-hmm. post into all the king's province.
To destroy.
And to what? To destroy,
to kill,
and to
perish.
To perish. What's it say in the Bible?
All Jews.
What's it say? It says Satan comes to what?
Steal, kill, and destroy.
Kill. There here we go. Kill, steal, and destroy. All Jews, both young and old, little children and women, in one day, even upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar, which is what we're in now. Tomorrow, Sunday, will be Adar, I think it's 14.
You have to look on your calendar.
I have to look on my calendar. Sunday is Adar 14.
14, the second day of mm-hmm. Purim. So, right there, tell you, it was in the month of Adar, and to take the spoil of them for a prey. So they were being sent out. He's telling all the lieutenants,
kill everyone.
On that date, we're going to go out and kill all the Jews. And the copy of the writing for a commandment to be given to every province was published into all people. You imagine how long that must have taken, that they should be ready against that day. And the post, these are the ones that went out, being hastened by the king's commandment. And the decree was given in Shushan, the palace. And the king and Haman sat down to drink, but the city Shushan was what? They were totally perplexed. Because
They sat down to drink.
That's right. They knew something was going on.
They're
going
to celebrate the death.
Yeah.
Well, now we're into chapter four. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. You want to read a while?
Yeah, real bit. Then it says, when Mordecai perceived all that was done, Mordecai rent his clothes and put on sackcloth with ashes and went out into the midst of the city and cried with a loud and bitter cry. He was wailing and moaning.
So he was
in
travail. Sackcloth and ashes.
Right.
It doesn't mean lint, okay?
That's right.
He was in sackcloth and ashes, and he cried.
It says right here, he came into the king's gate, for none might enter into the king's gate clothed with sackcloth. But he mm-hmm. did it.
He stayed there day by day, all day.
And in every province, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, there was great mourning among the Jews, and fasting, and weeping, and wailing. And many lay in sackcloth and ashes.
So before before Esther called for the Esther fast, the people were already, in sackcloth and ashes.
Yep.
And they were already praying. They were already crying out to the Lord because they could see that decree. Can you imagine? It's probably nailed on every post, nailed on houses. It's nailed, mm-hmm. Nailed everywhere that there would be a post they could nail it to. Mm-hmm. So Esther's maids and her chambermen came and told her why he's out there. Because she says, what's he doing out there? He can't come out there and do that.
There.
No. Then was the queen exceedingly grieved, and she sent raiment to clothe Mordecai and to take away his sackcloth from him. But he received it not. He said, no, I'm staying like this. I'm not changing. Until God moves, I'm stuck.
I'm making a point.
I'm going to pray. I'm going to seek God and
That's
pray.
Right.
And isn't that what we have to do today?
That's right.
Because the evil is rampant. There's terrible things happening in our world today.
Yes, like all the stuff going on right now in America with all these laws in it. President Trump's involved with, none of these people are saying, well, what would God have for us for this? What's God's decision? What should we do with this? They don't ask God.
We need to, like we pray on Thursday, and we need to pray that, God, that President Trump will seek God and hear His voice.
That's right.
And some godly people. Follow God. Amen. Stick with God.
That's right.
Not everything that everybody else is telling you to do. Mm-hmm. Then called Esther for
Hatak.
It's one of the king's chamberlains, whom he had appointed to attend upon her, and gave him a commandment to Mordecai to know what it was.
And why?
Why was it? So he went forth and he talked to Mordecai in the street of the city, and which was before the king's gate. And Mordecai told him. So they didn't know all these things. Inside the palace, they didn't know. Well, the king knew. He was sitting there drinking with Haman. He knew what was going on. But did he really know? Did he really know? Is what I'm saying. Did he really know in his heart what was going to happen to these people? And he didn't know his queen was Jewish. Verse 7, and Mordecai told him of all that had happened unto him, and of the sum of the money Haman had promised to pay to the king's treasure for the Jews to destroy them. Also, he gave him the copy of the writing or the decree. So he had one in his hand. Amen? I think about things that we hold when we pray over. Prayer books. One of our ladies, she has a prayer book.
Writes everything down we pray about.
Those prayers, those decrees that was given at Shushan to destroy them, to show it unto Esther. He showed it to Esther and to declare it unto her and to charge her that she should go in unto the king to make supplication unto him. Well, who do we make supplication to, Pastor Gene?
To the Father through Jesus' name, through Yeshua's name.
And we have to believe and trust that he's going to say, come on in and give me your supplication, give me your request, and to make a request before him for her people.
Yes.
And he came and told Esther the words of Mordecai. Again, Esther spake unto
Hatak
and gave him commandments unto Mordecai. All the king's servants and the people of the king's province do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come unto the king into the inner court.
Who's not called.
We can go into the inner court anytime. What? Because the veil has been rent. We can go before the Lord God Almighty, before the court of heaven, because the veil has been rent. Amen. I just think about that when I read this. Who is not called? There is one law of his to put him to death, except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter. Doesn't the Lord hold that out to us?
Yeah.
He says, come in, let your requests be known, that he may live. But I have not been called to come in unto the king these 30 days. See, in those times, they had to be called to come into the king.
Yeah. I'm thinking about the Matthew 22. About the wedding that Jesus talked about,
right.
All those people were called to that wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they had to have the proper garments and all that on. And if they didn't, well, then what? It says they were cast out into outer darkness. And we read through the whole parable.
That's right.
So I thought about this while you read this.
That's good.
They have to be prepared. In other words, we have to be invited. How do we get invited? By coming to Yeshua the Messiah. We ask Him to come in. Then we're invited to that marriage supper of the Lamb that's going to be there one day in the future.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Wow. And you think that she chose to have a fast, and then for her maidens to fast with her as well. And she talked to Mordecai about fasting and the people fasting. Well, knew that some of them were already praying and fasting.
Sure, they were.
And so what did she prepare her heart? See, to go before the court of heaven, we need to have what? Clean hands and a pure heart. Her heart was right. She didn't hate Haman.
Nope.
No, she had a petition to bring it. And she needed to have a decree made, and she had to have it done by the king.
That's right. See? To stop what was going to happen.
Thank you, Lord.
And then verse 12 says, and they told it to Mordecai.
We can look at this in the spiritual realm.
Sure, we can.
With our own lives.
Yeah.
Verse 12.
Yeah, they took it. They told to Mordecai Esther's words. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, "Think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place." God would raise somebody else up. "But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed, and who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this." What an incredible word that is right there.
And I think that's a word for today too, because each one of us have come to the kingdom.
For such a time as this.
For such a time as this. Because God wants to use each and every vessel, each and every person. God has placed the Spirit in us, and He has called us to do something. We're, you know, to work while it's still day, and to share the gospel, and to do what God has called us to do. Each and every one of us have a call in our life, and they're not all the same. And all we have to do is just listen to the voice of God and be obedient.
Amen? That's right.
Then Esther bade them to return to Mordecai this answer. And she said, go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan and fast.
Here we go.
Fast ye for me, she said.
Yeah.
And neither eat nor drink 3 days.
Night or day.
Night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. And so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. Wow. She went into them because of grace.
That's right.
She had grace. And if I perish, I perish. See, she said, I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do.
That's right.
If I perish. She didn't have any fear.
No, you know,
we cannot have fear. We have a lady, Dr. Bree Keaton, she talks about going into the gap. The gap is a place where to go and pray, but, you know, and to go before the Lord, and which would be also, you know, going into the courts of heaven to pray. But, you know, we can't have any fear, because what can the enemy do to us?
That's right.
Nothing, nothing. Mm-hmm. We have the blood of Yeshua. We have the armor of God. Go over there and read what it says in Ephesians chapter 6.
That's right.
If you don't have the armor of God, you're going to get wounded. If you're not living a holy life, and you're going to get wounded, you're going to get, something's going to happen.
That's right.
So Mordecai, verses 17, went his way and did according to all that Esther had commanded him. So now he's listening to the queen. He's listening to her. She has gotten the words of wisdom from the Lord. Because, you know, she knows that the answer is what? To seek God, to fast and to pray. To fast and to pray.
So what happened? They fasted and prayed on the 13th of Nisan, the 14th, and the 15th. Now we come to chapter 5. It's on the 16th day of Nisan. We can find some interesting things out as we look at this. Go ahead. Now chapter 5, verse 1 says, now it came to pass on the third day, okay? This would be what? Nisan 16. That Esther put on her royal apparel, and stood in the inner court of the king's house. Makes me think about when we stand before Christ one day in that day when we get caught aware or resurrected out of the grave.
Can you see her standing there in her glory?
That's right.
You know, when you fast, it shuts down the flesh, right?
And
allows the spirit to come forth. So she was probably glowing in the glory, you know. How could the king turn her away?
That's right. Of the king's house, and it says over against. It means over against means next to the king's house, and the king sat upon his royal throne in the royal house. Over against
her.
Again, or the, next to the gate of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so when the king saw Esther, the queen standing in the court, and she was not invited, that she obtained favor in his sight, and the king held out to Esther the golden scepter, which shows his power, that was in his hand. So Esther drew near and touched the top of the scepter. Wow.
Well, we can think about this word hand. That's the
yod. That's right.
That's the smallest letter in the Hebrew alphabet, and it represents the hand and the outstretched arm of God. So touching that scepter that was in his hand was his power and his authority, and he gave his power and authority to her.
That's right.
Now, hasn't the Lord, Jesus Christ, given us
Hallelujah.
Power and authority?
Absolutely.
And it says that in the New Testament, that
That's
he
right.
has given us power and authority.
That's right.
Wow.
So let's go on now. Verse 3 says, then said the king unto her, unto Esther, what wilt thou, Queen Esther, and what is thy request? It shall be even given thee to half of the kingdom. He loved her that much. And Esther answered, if it seem good unto the king, let the king and Haman come this day
unto the banquet
that I have prepared for him. This is on Nisan 16. Then the king said, cause Haman to make haste, that he may do as Esther hath said. So the king and Haman came to the banquet that Esther had prepared. And the king said unto Esther at the banquet of wine, what is thy petition, and it shall be granted thee, and what is thy request? That's the second time he's asked this with her.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Even to the half of the kingdom it shall be performed. He told her the same thing. Then answered and Esther said, my petition and my request is this. Listen to this. I have found favor in the sight of the king, if I have, and if it please the king to grant my petition and to perform my request, let the king and Haman come to the banquet that I shall prepare for them, and I will do tomorrow as the king has said. Now, tomorrow will be Nisan 17.
We're talking about 2 days.
That's right.
We're talking about 2 days.
Two important days.
And the first day, she knew that she had her request because she had already sought it, right?
Right.
She had already prepared the banquet.
Before they came,
she didn't wait till they said, okay.
That's right.
No, she had everything already prepared. All they had to do was go there, you know.
That's right.
Everything was prepared. So, and then they get there, right? And mm-hmm. that banquet of wine, you know, that's a banquet that means joy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Haman thought he was really something, you know, that he's going to sit with the queen. He's going to sit with the queen and him and the king. Nobody else is invited, just him and the king, you know.
Yep.
He's going to sit there. He has favor, he's thinking.
Now we have Haman gets all this pride now.
And Haman has lots of pride. Remember, he has lots of pride, lots of lots of hate. For the Jew, I mean, he's got a lot of things going on in him, and he's making plans. He's already made plans to kill all the Jews and to kill Mordecai.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't know
and
that
higher up,
he doesn't
yeah.
know that the Queen Esther
is a Jew,
whose real name is not Esther.
It's Hadassah.
Her name is Hadassah. It's her Hebrew name. He doesn't know that she is a Jew. He doesn't know that she's
not yet. Yeah.
That the tribe of.
Mm-hmm.
Benjamin, I imagine. Verse 9.
Yeah, because
then when Haman
Mordecai was, yeah.
That day joyfully with a glad heart. He's so happy, right? But when Haman saw Mordecai in the gate. In the king's gate, that he stood not up nor moved for him, he was full of indignation against Mordecai. Nevertheless, Haman refrained himself, and when he came home, he sent and called for his friends. He had some really good friends, right?
And Zeresh, his wife.
And Haman told them of the glory of his riches and the multitude of his children and all the things wherein the king had promoted him and how he had advanced him above the princesses and the servants of the king.
Wow.
And Haman said, moreover, yea, Esther, the queen, did let no man come in with the king unto the banquet that she had prepared but myself. And tomorrow I am invited unto her also with the king.
Wow.
Yet all that availeth me nothing as so long as I see Mordecai the Jew sitting at the king's gate. He was full of anger.
Yeah.
Wrath.
And pride. He thought he was going to really be lifted up.
Well, then said his wife, right, Zeresh, his wife, and all his friends unto him, let a gallows.
This means a huge tree, doesn't it?
A gallows be made of 50 cubits high. That's
75
like,
feet.
That's like four or five stories
yeah.
high. And tomorrow speak thou unto the king that Mordecai may be hanged thereon. Then go thou in merrily with the king unto the banquet, and the thing pleased Haman, and he caused the gallows to be made 75 feet
high. Let's stop there, and we'll do this next
week.
Can
you imagine?
But we've got a lot of things we can talk about right here.
Well, by the time goes by so quickly.
That's right.
So here we have, let's just kind of think about this. He
That's
had
right.
some great friends, didn't he?
Yeah.
That led him in the wrong way.
That's right.
Well, think about today. People listen to other people's opinions.
That's it.
And they get led astray.
Astray.
They hear the lie. They see something that may look good, partially good. Maybe it's partially good. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's a mixture. When we go back to our Torah portions and we look at what God commanded Moses.
That's right.
And the commandments and everything else and about the people and not to mix. So God does not like a mixture of good and evil.
That's right.
Where to seek holiness.
Totally, yeah.
Where to seek holiness. And where to seek truth. And where to worship God. I know we haven't even gone to the New Testament, but we're speaking things that are in the New Testament. The Bible says that we're supposed to worship God in spirit and in truth.
That's it.
Well, truth is being lied to so many people. And people are falling for the mixture and they're falling for the lie because the thief, the devil
comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
That's and
right.
that's his plan. And it says that even in the last days, it says the elect, I know it means the Jewish people as well, but those who are believers in Christ, they can be deceived.
Sure can.
They can fall away. A lot of people that have one time walked or said they walked or maybe said the prayer of salvation, many have walked away.
That's right.
And people say, how can that happen? Well, maybe they weren't really saved. I don't know.
Well,
I don't
think
know.
Only
God knows their heart. But it says that people will fall away in the last days.
That's right.
Why? Because of fear, because of different situations. You know, they will fall. See, people back here in this day, some of these Jewish people bowed to Haman.
That's right.
Because they were afraid.
Afraid, yeah, fear.
But then there were some, there was a remnant with Mordecai that did not bow.
Refused to do it.
They would refuse. They had on sackcloth and ashes. And then we have Esther, who was born for such a time as this. She says, if I perish, I perish. Well, what is our testimony?
That's right.
What's it say?
We overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb.
By the blood of the Lamb.
The word of our testimony.
And
not loving our lives unto death.
Amen.
Esther was willing to die for her country.
That's all that needs to be said there. That's so true.
So we got a lot of people that came to the Lord. Maybe they really thought they came, and they walked it for a while. Like you talk about the three types of seed that Jesus talks about in the parable of the sower. You know, three of them are going to fall away, and only one will be there. Does that mean three out of four people aren't going to make it? And we got this thought in the church that once saved, always saved. Let me tell you, people can walk away from God. And there's a lot of it. The Bible says it's going to be this in the last days.
It says without holiness,
we'll never see the face
of
God.
And where's that at in the Bible?
In the book of Hebrews.
The book of Hebrews. That's the New Testament, right?
That's right. That's right.
Well, that's why we need the whole counsel of God. Not just the book of Esther, not just the book of Genesis, not just the Torah, but we need the entire
world. But we have a lot of things coming down that can deceive. I remember years ago when they were talking about the computer's going to crash in the year 2000 when January 1st came.
It didn't happen.
You know, Donna had a word about that year. She wrote it Y2K, a year to kneel. These churches and preachers were talking about this for a whole year. Hundreds of messages about this. And what happened? Nothing happened, okay?
Well, we're in
and
another.
People spent thousands of dollars to prepare for this, and it wasn't there.
Amen. And we're
so we can't be deceived. We got to look at the Word of God. He even gives us the time when all these things are going to happen and all. So we got
to
remember
that. This is a time to kneel,
too. That's right.
Well, this is Pastor
Gene. We're running out of time here already.
Amen. And we're just blessed to be on this radio program called Raising the Standard. We have church here in Stuart, Florida. It's called Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. You're welcome to come. We will have service tomorrow. On Sunday, our Purim program will be at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, but you need to call if you're going to come. Amen. RSVP only for that day. Normally, we have services every Friday night, Shabbat, and Saturday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and again every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Amen.
That's right.
We're blessed to be on this radio program. We're also on WCNO. You can go back and listen to this on WCNO. You can give us a call at area code 772-285-7007. That's area code 772-285-7007.
So if there's somebody listening today, and you're listening to this message, and you've never asked Jesus to come into your heart, Yeshua, this is a day. Just surrender to Him. Ask Him to forgive you of all your sins, and He'll take you, and you'll be brought into the kingdom of God. And just know that you're sold out to Him. He loves you so much. He wants you to come. He's drawing everyone by the Spirit. So if you haven't done that, do that. If you're a backslider and you haven't been to church for months or years and something hurt you, maybe you had a divorce or death in your family, whatever it may be, well, just repent of all the hardness of your heart and ask the Lord to come in, and He'll forgive you of all that, and you can move in a new place with Him, and you'll have joy like never before.
For such a time as this. You've come to the kingdom.
That's right. So as we close this program, we try to look up every week because your redemption draws nigh. What do we say, Pastor
Don? Shabbat, Shalom, Sabbath, peace, and rest.
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at the same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives. And remember that Jesus is Lord and that He is the Spirit of Prophecy.